Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Matthew chapter number 13, and I'll read just one verse this morning, verse 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Jesus has been using parables to teach the multitudes of people who were coming to him for help and healing. The disciples pondered why Jesus used parables. What was the need to teach using so many parables? Look at verse 10 of Matthew 13. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? After a short explanation to the disciples, Jesus unleashed a barrage of parables about the kingdom of heaven. In verse 44, Jesus is likening the kingdom of heaven to a treasure. I stopped and mused on this morning for just a moment. Heaven is like a treasure. Is it? Is it really a treasure to us in our lives? Or is it simply something that we're a part of and simply glad that we are, when it's convenient? Treasures do not contain only the good and valuable, but are usually surrounded by a lot of unusable clutter. To get gold and silver out of a rock, you have to fire the rock, get it hot enough, to get rid of the dross and bring forth the purity of the treasure. I thought today as I read this that the fire of adversity encapsulates the treasure of heaven. But the treasure is still treasure. The purifying process may not be treasure, but necessary to purify the treasure. This is where the treasure for many of us wanes in its value, the trials of the purification to bring forth the purity of the treasure. Jesus said that when the man found the treasure in the field, he went, sold all that he had, and he bought the field. Not just the treasure. He still had to work the field to get the purity of the treasure to come forth. The treasure was still there, and it still belonged to him. He just had to allow the work to be done that was necessary to bring out the purity of the treasure. The key to the parable is that even though the treasure was hidden by the field and that in which was surrounding it, to the man who knew that it was treasure, he gave everything that he had to get the treasure. How about the kingdom of God in our lives? The precious gift of life through faith in Jesus Christ? What is the depth of the gift of God to us in our lives? Leave it in the field? We don't have time to deal with it? Walk away from it because it is simply too hard to mine? Or maybe the treasure is too obscure and you don't even see that it's treasure? I guess this is a place that we should all stop and muse. How much of a treasure is our salvation to us in our life?
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.